From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A key aide to U.S. President Donald Trump said Sunday the White House is considering all of the options it has to blunt a court ruling freezing the president's order to ban travel from seven countries and block refugees from entering the United States. Michael Bowman has more.
White House advisor Stephen Miller told ABC's This Week program that the president expects to prevail.
There is no constitutional right for a citizen in a foreign country who has no status in America to demand entry into our country. And the bottom line is the president's powers in this area represent the apex of executive authority.
The White House could continue to defend the travel ban, but the president has already hinted his team may write a new one tailored to withstand legal challenges. Michael Bowman, Washington.
Turkish troops and Syrian rebels pushed their way Sunday into the heart of the town of Al-Bab, an Islamic State bastion. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said the forces would soon take control of the entire town in northern Syria. Despite those claims, the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says fighting is still concentrated on the outskirts of the town. Military sources say al-Shabaab militants overran two small military camps outside Mogadishu in a dawn attack Sunday. Residents in the villages of Tasile and Warmahan say the militants attacked two camps simultaneously. Afghan troops backed by American air support launched a major offensive against Islamic State bases in Nangarhar province Sunday. A military spokesman says security forces are clearing Khat and Hashka districts of IS militants before extending the effort beyond those two. This is VOA News. The United States said Sunday that last week's U.S. airstrikes, I should say the United Nations said last Sunday that last week's U.S. airstrikes in southern Afghanistan could have killed at least 18 civilians. The U.N. assistance mission in Afghanistan says the strikes targeted insurgent positions on Thursday and Friday in Sangin in Helmand province. On Friday, a U.S. military spokesman confirmed the U.S. carried out the raids against Taliban positions in the area and said it was looking into allegations of civilian casualties. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says North Korea's firing of a ballistic missile into the Sea of Japan is absolutely intolerable. Mr. Abe spoke late Sunday alongside U.S. President Donald Trump at a news conference in Florida. Mr. Trump said the U.S. stands behind Japan 100%. German Foreign Minister Frank-Walter Steinmeier has been chosen by a special assembly to become the nation's new president. Mr. Steinmeier had the backing of Chancellor Angela Merkel. He will take the post as head of state in March. People in several locations went to the polls Sunday. Voters in Switzerland voted to make it easier for third-generation foreigners to gain Swiss citizenship. About 25,000 young people will be eligible to get fast-track status towards citizenship. Elsewhere, Turkmenistan held a presidential election with a turnout said to be over 97%. Singer Al Jarreau died Sunday. He was 76. Jarreau died at a Los Angeles hospital just days after announcing his retirement. More than 70,000 Greeks evacuated their homes in the country's second biggest city of Thessaloniki on Sunday to allow experts to defuse a World War II bomb. According to Greek media reports, the bomb was dropped by a British plane during airstrikes in 1943. International Monetary Fund Chief Christine Lagarde voiced optimism Sunday that U.S. President Donald Trump's planned tax cuts in construction spending would boost the American economy. The IMF last month boosted its U.S. growth estimate a tenth of a point this year to 2.3%. The Parliament of the Breakaway Republic of Somaliland has overwhelmingly approved an agreement to allow the United Arab Emirates to establish an air and naval base in the port town of Berbera. Somaliland President Ahmed Mohamed Silanyo presented the motion on Sunday to a joint session by both houses of this parliament, saying it will attract investments and will not bring any harm to Somaliland or the region. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.